With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I so appreciate Tom Gretsch from the Queens Chamber of Commerce and Queens business owners Nancy Vargas and James Hendon coming in, because we were supposed to talk about all the wonderful things when we scheduled this that Amazon would bring. So I really want to thank you for coming, because the news has changed. Tom, what was your reaction last week?
So I had just come out of a meeting with the 45-member community advisory group at 10 o'clock. It was 8 to 10 o'clock. Got back to my office and saw the story and was in shock and disbelief. And ever since then, it's been an effort to try to right the ship and make sure people understand that all the things that were in place before Amazon are still there, and even in some cases a better way to grow our businesses in Queens County.
And Nancy, speaking for yourself and other business owners, what was your reaction?
You know, I think it was definitely a sad day, but, you know, I believe that Queens has so much to offer. There's such great economic growth happening right now in my specific sector in transportation, with the redevelopment projects that are happening right now with JFK, LaGuardia. We still have great things happening in Queens.
James, in the energy business.
You know, for me, I felt it was the upward zigzag. For all of us as entrepreneurs, we know what it's like to, you know, get knocked down but get up and continue to fight on. And I felt collectively as an entrepreneur in Queens and in the energy space that this is, you know, a short-term setback, but that the borough is extremely resilient and it will bounce back from this.
And Tom, here's what I notice. The business people we talk with say, the setback, but no, business is very good. Business is strong. The business group leaders and chambers of commerce people and tech alliances all seem to think the impact is worse than what the business owners think. So clear this up for us.
I think, first of all, I'm very proud to have these two folks who are both MWBEs and members of the Queens Chamber of Commerce here with us today. It's really important to note that I think both people are right, right? The business is good right now for the smaller businesses. And I think the business leaders of our city and of our borough rightly are concerned. I mean, 25,000 jobs is nothing to sneeze at. The treble effects of those jobs. I've been quoted before joking around about 25,000 techies in a building or in a couple of buildings with two lattes a day. That's a lot of lattes every day, right? And sandwiches and pizza and dry cleaners, and you name the treble effects of that. That's the huge impact. And I think any small business would argue that they would like to have an opportunity to get more business rather than less. And I'm really hoping that this is not the last part of the saga for Amazon in New York.
Have you gotten any phone calls since Amazon saying, we want to come over and talk about Queens? Have you?
Yes, sir. We were buried from noon on Thursday, all day on Friday, and over the weekend. The phone never stopped, the text, the messages. I think we've kind of awakened the sleeping giant of that silent majority that led a few people who might be well-intentioned but really didn't have the full facts go out there and grab the conversation and change the narrative to making Amazon and business in general evil. And we're here to change that.
Are these calls and texts saying I may want to expand in Queens or I want to do something is what I'm getting at?
I understand. These calls and texts are all about, let's try to get Amazon back to the table. Let's not let this opportunity slip by, as well as people that want to continue to learn and look at opportunities in Queens. As Nancy mentioned, there's a ton of projects going on. By last count, about $30 billion of construction. LaGuardia, JFK, the AirTrain, potentially at Willits Point, and everything in between. Those things are not going to go away. Amazon would have just added to that mix and made things even better.
Amazon was going to ramp up slowly anyway. What can fill the Amazon vacuum the fastest and the best now? What's available to step in.
Huh. I think at the end of the day, people in my business, in all the other boroughs as well, and other business groups like the Long Island City Partnership run by Liz Luskin and the other chambers, need to go do what we do every single day, which is let people know how wonderful our borough is as far as being open for business, how accommodating we can be, how many of the businesses, small, medium, large, really want them to grow their businesses here in Queens. Queens is no longer an outer borough. Queens is now a conduit for business between the millions of people to the east in Long Island, all the other boroughs, and I would argue within the entire East Coast.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Where is the growth coming? Is it coming in from the island or out from Manhattan? And
It's coming from all different ports because we have those two airports. The governor's put a lot of money and effort into making the infrastructure work. We have our problems with the trains and the subways and so on, but they're being addressed, albeit a little bit slowly than we would like, but it's being addressed. And so we look at it as blue skies ahead for business in New York City, but in particular in Queens.
What is the main appeal of Queens?
I love the fact it was a quote that Mayor Dinkins did many, many years ago when I was much younger about the gorgeous mosaic of New York. And I live and breathe that every day. Your other guests here from other countries, other backgrounds. I'm a Queens guy, you know, born and partially raised with a number of different nationalities. I think from that diversity comes strength. We are the most diverse place on earth by far. There's no other place that's close to us. Also, as a city, Queens is the fourth largest city in America if taken separately. So I think the parts of the diversity and our prime location within the region make it very apt for business to grow and prosper.
Is there an appeal now of not Manhattan?
I think so. You know, one of the big drivers for our growth, with Amazon or without, and hopefully with, was the Cornell Tech Center. That was built with migration in mind to go east, not to west. Manhattan is Manhattan. It's a great place. It's part of my city. I'm a New Yorker for all five boroughs. But the migration of those businesses that are going to be grown there was to go east. Our borough president did a great job of building the Western Queens Tech Alliance, fostering tech east of Roosevelt Island in Queens County and beyond. So all the pieces of the puzzle are there, and that's why I think Queens is such a ripe opportunity for folks.
I have to ask, have you gotten through to anybody on Amazon about continuing discussions? They seemed to slam the window shut.
Right now, I'm working really, really hard behind the scenes with business leaders and so on to kind of get a consensus of how we might do that. We're not quite ready for prime time to discuss that, but I'm hopeful that when cooler heads prevail over the course of the next few weeks, we can come back to the table and find something.
And I'm guessing maybe you're talking to some opponents to say to Amazon, come in and we'll talk about some of your current expansion that you said you will do. Have it here.
I think that a lot of folks need to have a seat at that table when we all figure it out. People way above my pay grade will help us out with this effort, and people all across the spectrum, because I don't think anybody truly can sit back at the end of the day and argue with that amount of jobs with that kind of compensation.
Nancy, how have you grown your business?
I believe that our MWBE certification with the City
Minority
of New York.
Women.
Business enterprise.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So through that certification with the City of New York, with the State of New York and the Port Authority, it has truly opened many doors for us. And so I'm very grateful for the certifications and working through them.
What does that get you?
It allows me to be part of a larger community, specifically the minority woman community, and it gives me access to contracts with city agencies. And so it just opens up these doors for economic growth in my own business.
And what is that access? Do you have to not be the lowest bidder, but maybe the next to lowest? Or what actually is the benefit?
I think the benefit is, in my case, having the opportunity to be part of an RFP with Delta Airlines specifically through my certification with the Port Authority. We won a contract with Delta Airlines for the LaGuardia reconfiguration project. And so these are great examples to show that the certifications do work, but you have to be out there. You got to push forward and you really have to, you know, be accessible.
Tell us how that works. Delta came to you. You were matched with Delta by the city. You went to Delta. Tell us how you ended up with the Delta contract?
Absolutely. So I attend every MWBE procurement fair there is out there, whether it's here in Queens, in the city, wherever there is a procurement fair, I am there. Many times, of course, the Port Authority, Delta, city agencies are there. There was a need. I had the certification, and so that's how the match happened. At that point, you just sort of go through the RFP process, the negotiation prices, and kind of go from there.
Tom?
It's really important to note that the governor from the state level has put in a 30% set aside for minority women-owned contracts.
Okay.
So with that kind of numbers of $30 billion of construction in a variety of areas, now is a great time to jump in and get that certification.
And you're only competing with other women and minority-owned businesses in that 30% pool?
That are certified.
Correct.
Certified. But I still want to key in on, did Delta come to you or you, because everybody would love to have Delta Airlines as a customer. Who made the match?
Sure. So the match truthfully happened while I was at a procurement fair speaking to Cassandra Hill, which you're very familiar with, Tom. She's a member of the Chamber Regional Alliance. And she knew that there was an RFP. I was there. She had seen me at many of the other procurement fairs. And so that's how the match happened. And, of course, having the certifications made it possible as well.
And was there someone from Delta there? Did she take you and introduce you to somebody from Delta? Did that happen later?
Absolutely. There was a meeting where we were able to negotiate, go through the pricing structure, go through the scope of work, really go into detail of what their need was at LaGuardia and how we can come in and provide that service to them.
You must have not only gotten a lot of business, you must have learned a lot.
So much to be learned.
Dealing with these Delta managers and executives?
Absolutely.
What would you learn mainly from them?
Just the structure. You know, just the structure of going through the process, and learning what that process is all about. And it helps us to continue as we move forward in other opportunities to align ourselves the way that we should in the future.
What's driving your business, aside from the certification? Where's the demand coming
so,
from?
So, you know, I say this all the time, we're in the movement of people. So anything that has to do with moving someone from the city to the airport and back to moving corporate events, shuttle service, airline crew shuttle service, employee shuttle service, anything that has to do with the people movement business is what we do.
See, that's all those are Queens related, right?
Absolutely.
The airports, the
Absolutely,
conventions,
Joe.
The shuttles.
Absolutely.
Wow. James, how have you grown your business? Tell us.
So for me, it all began for me at the Queens Chamber of Commerce, actually. I knew Tom back when Tom was the chairman of the Energy Committee for the Queens Chamber. And before I'd even set up Energy EDC, we spoke, and he introduced me to some of the key partners I work with now, a company called Jewel Assets, and another company called Munich Re, which also involves a firm called eCapital Insurance. It's important to point these names out because these are all partners whom I met through relationships brokered at the Queens Chamber of Commerce.
And your business comes in and saves clients, if you accept them, a lot of money on their energy, right?
That's correct, Joe. So for us, the proposition to small businesses and nonprofits is we will help with their capital improvements that reduce their energy profile. So think about things that relate to heating, to cooling, to lighting, to installation.
I looked at your website and your contract. It looks like you guarantee a big savings if you take on a client. Because you do an assessment, right? And then if you take them on, you're guaranteeing a big savings in energy, aren't you?
That's correct. So there's an energy savings agreement that we would offer to the client. So it basically says, in exchange for allowing us to take over interactions with the utility and to set your energy outlay at a fixed dollar amount, we will guarantee you savings of a certain amount over a certain amount of time. So we flatline the energy outlay for a set number of years, and then once it's done, you'll see as much as a 50% reduction in what you paid before having met us. So it's a way to have access to capital and to have these extreme benefits and not incur a financial setback.
And you make your profit by taking a percentage of that savings?
That's correct. It's a performance-based scenario. So for us, it's all based on how much of the pie are we able to reduce as far as what you were originally spending before you met us versus afterwards.
So it struck me as a deal's almost too good to be true. You're going to come in, you're going to cut my bill, and you're going to deal with the electric company for me? Where do I sign up?
Visit energyedc.com. absolutely. And I can't emphasize enough how critical my growth as a venture was, you know, based on relationships formed at the Queen's Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
Also, as a minority certified business myself, we've recently expanded to work with government agencies and having retrofits performed of those buildings. Working with an HVAC partner whom I also met at the Queen's Chamber of Commerce, ultimately went through the process to be on the pre-qualified vendor list for a city-run program that deals in retrofits of government buildings.
James, you're very generous and accurate in what you say about the Queen's Chamber of Commerce, but you're also a West Point graduate, right? So you've had something to do with this, too. Is that right?
Yes, thank you.
And you had a couple of tours of duty?
That's correct. I've served in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
Well, great stories from the Queen's Chamber of Commerce. Thank you all.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.